So if you're in India and you've never really been to an Indian or a South Asian restaurant in North America, then here's a little fact for you. The menu cards here always call our good old papad by the name of a papadam or a poppadam or something along those lines. I have always been really curious about where that came from. So that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Now, why does this topic interest me so much? It's because all my life growing up in Mumbai and having lived in several parts of northern and western India, I had never heard of that word until I left India and came abroad. I still remember the first time I heard this word was from an American-born Desi friend at my college in New York. I had a couple of friends over for dinner one winter evening and I had cooked some ghar ka khana comfort food of tadka dal and chawal. And what goes best with dal and rice? Of course, I had to roast our good old papad. She saw one of those and exclaimed with joy, "Oh, papadam!" And I was like, "Wow, what?" Even though it made me giggle a bit then, I soon came to realize that every restaurant in New York called papad by that name. I even remember looking up if that was the real Sanskrit name of the papad or like the cause of all evils in our culture. Maybe we could blame colonization for somehow corrupting our national cracker of choice and its identity. I googled papad in Sanskrit and I even went to the dictionary to understand where the word papadam came from. The more I researched about papad, the more stories I recollected and information came through. I realized the strange link between this crisp, which is available in different forms and different names all over the country. Whether it is the Sindhi papad, the Gujarati khichia, the Rajasthani papad or Tamil Nadu's appalam, they're all strangely bound by similar storylines of extreme struggle, poverty, and then the idea of producing the papad comes along, becomes a source of livelihood, produces so many jobs, and not only spreads all over India, but also becomes a major export. They were all revolutions in their own right. The legit papad story has been told quite a lot in our popular culture, but if you look into it, some major papad brands have very similar origins where they started as a very small cottage industry operation and went on to become movements that empowered so many. It's really as if all these papads share a common destiny. But as soon as this humble cracker made its way into the West, its destiny, its form, its meaning, and even its name were all about to change. From being on the side of the plate as an accomplice to dal chawal, or from an ingredient of the Rajasthani papad ki sabzi, this cracker was about to make its journey into becoming a flag bearer of the Indian cuisine at curry restaurants all over the world by the name of papadam. So I did some more research and turns out that papad is called papadam in the Malayalam language and the word has its roots in Sanskrit where it was used to describe a flat crisp made out of rice or chickpea flour. But what is really interesting is how this Sanskrit word, which is so unknown in India, except for in just one or two states, how did it find its way out of India into the menu cards of all these Indian restaurants across the world, especially countries like the UK, the US and Australia. It is now so popular of a name in the West that all non-Indians call our papad by this name. But yes, the answer is that the word papadam comes from Kerala, where it was used to describe a specific type of papad which puffs up like a bhatura or a puri when fried. I don't have any academic proof to support my claim, but I believe that this word might have found its way out of India with migrants from Kerala and could have slowly made its way into curry restaurants across the world. Who knows, maybe even the colonization had some role to play in it. So that's a little bit of an explanation about where this word comes from. But what's interesting is that this little crisp, which is kind of a fairly irrelevant part of the Indian meal, has a lot riding on its shoulders, whether it is history, whether it is culture, or it is folklores. I still don't exactly know why it became such a popular name in the West, but I don't see any going back now. Well, whatever the name be, the papad will continue being a food which is home to tons of our childhood memories. Anyone remember going to the terrace in evenings during our summer holidays and grannies and mothers warning us against breaking those papads drying on the terrace? Any good Jews remember making fresh khichia papads and eating more khichu than papads rolled? Roasting fresh papads for my father and grandfather while they would be having dinner was a task of privilege in my family, and it came with a lot of pressure. Does anyone remember how many years it took them to learn how to perfectly roast a papad? It took me quite a few years to get that perfect brown little design evenly across the whole surface. Seriously, just one little crisp and so many stories, so many memories. So, no matter what name we choose to call it by, this humble papad is always going to remain an essential part of our culture, and there's no changing that. So, the gist of it is that the papad says a lot about our culture as a whole. The idea of there being so many different names, so many different meanings, yet we're basically talking about the same thing. Even though it develops and continues evolving over the years, it will still be representative of our culture and a core of who we really are. If you have a better idea about the roots and the origins of the word papadam, please write to me and I'd be happy to learn something new. You know, I see what happens to a lot of these ethnic yet highly popular foods in the West. I mean, take the tortilla chips for example. If we go to think of it, it might as well have been the papad equivalent for Mexicans and other South Americans. But over the years, these tortilla chips have become so ingrained in the Western culture that they're now as global as the potato chips. Today, the tortilla chips actually share space in the supermarket aisles. But there's no taking away their Mexicanness from them, right? Similarly, no matter what we call the papad and no matter how many names and forms it changes in the global arena, there is nothing that is going to take away the papad's desi identity, and we will always have our claim on this crispy match made in heaven with our dal and rice. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.